The ASCO guidelines suggest that every postmenopausal estrogen receptor positive patient should get, as part of her endocrine therapy, an aromatase inhibitor. But it carefully does not specify which aromatase inhibitor, nor does it specify whether or not the aromatase inhibitor should be given instead of tamoxifen, after a short period of tamoxifen, or after 5 years of tamoxifen. It leaves that question open. When I come to a meeting like this, I always look for whether or not that question has been answered. The other thing the guidelines suggested is that biomarkers would be useful, but we didn't really have good biomarkers to suggest who should get an aromatase inhibitor and who should get tamoxifen, perhaps. So I'll start by talking about the two biomarker papers, because I think they were actually in some ways shocking. Of course, in the ATAC trial, as presented last year and recently published by Mike Dossett, what they found was that the extra advantage of an aromatase inhibitor, in this case anastrozole, was only really seen strongly in the patients who were ER positive but PGR negative. And it had a very large p-value associated with it and was done on 6,000 patients. Of course, that was one of the things when the big FEMTA study, which looked at basically starting with letrozole versus starting with tamoxifen, was one of the first questions that came up on that study. And that study actually, as previously reported, did not find an association, any really difference on the basis of progesterone receptor as to whether or not tamoxifen or letrozole would be relatively favored. They actually were answering the criticism, well, but these tests were done in multiple labs around the world, and so perhaps the progesterone receptor was not done reliably. They went back and they collected about half the blocks on the study. The population that they got the blocks from was a little bit different than the overall study population, but not in any really major way. And they then did, in a central lab, estrogen receptor and progesterone receptor. What they found was the same result as they got from the local laboratories. The details of whether or not you're ER positive, PGR positive, changed a little bit. Interestingly enough, there were 3% of patients who are estrogen receptor negative and progesterone receptor negative. That's not a mistake that I worry about. If we give an extra patient basically hormonal therapy, that's not necessarily a bad thing. What's really bad is the mistake made in the opposite direction. And they couldn't assess that because patients who are ER negative, PGR negative, were not allowed in the trial. At any rate, there's a complete conflict in the results between the ATAC trial and the big FEMTA study. And what that leads to is, I think, a continued state of uncertainty about how to specially select patients. The other thing that they actually added that was of interest in this analysis was they actually had HER2 on those patients, those roughly 4,000 patients. And there's been a lot of preclinical evidence and actually some evidence from neoadjuvant studies that perhaps aromatase inhibitors would be specially favored in patients who are ER positive, but who were HER2 positive as well. And they found no significant difference on the basis of HER2 either. And it was a well-controlled study. It was done in a central lab. It was FISH. So I think that really leaves us at sea at the moment in terms of clinical practice about selection of patients. And I think probably the right thing to do is, in most patients who are postmenopausal and ER positive, are probably in the state of uncertainty, aromatase inhibitor is the better therapy. This question was also looked at in the original trial, the JMA-17 trial that was led by Paul Goss. And that trial actually looked after tamoxifen at the randomization between 5 years of letrozole and placebo therapy, no additional therapy. And the question was, could we identify patients in that study that particularly benefited from going on to get an aromatase inhibitor at that point? What they found was, actually, they had a positive study. The patients who were both ER positive and PGR positive particularly benefited from going on to letrozole, and the patients who were ER positive but PGR negative got no benefit from going on to letrozole. Now, it's the old situation of once burned, twice shy. So one study, even if it looks impressive, isn't something that they were suggesting should lead to a change in the standard of care. But it's certainly an interesting observation. Actually, interestingly enough, that observation is exactly opposite of the ATAC observation. So I think at this point, there is no way in clinical practice to select patients for an aromatase inhibitor specifically. So those were the two marker studies. There were other studies that were presented. There were studies based on European data, principally led by an Austrian effort, looking at the switching, you know, should I switch and give 2 years of tamoxifen and then go on to get 3 years of an aromatase inhibitor.